I would like you to listen to it again. I want you this day to speak unto my people, for the day of her judgment has now come up before me, and it's time that I must move against my people.
You have embarrassed me to the rest of the world. You used my name and you used my power to coerce and to pollute the rest of the world. You have used the wealth that I have placed within thy hand, and you have polluted it because you have used it for your own selfish and worldly and ungodly and earthly gains. Now I am saying unto you this day that your wealth now should be turned into poverty, your blessings into curses. You have allowed within the borders every sin that is so despicable that even I cannot speak to them. Oh, you have allowed the homosexuality, but you have permitted it into the pulpit. You have banished my word and my spirit, and you've allowed the spirit of hell and witchcraft and demonology to creep in, and you have allowed that mother of harlots, that false religious system, mothered by the Roman Catholic Church, to cause her influence to creep in. A decision cannot even be made now until you consult with the prophet from the mother church. She has crept in until she influences now even the thought pattern and the actions of most of the people, and she sets herself up as a representative of God, and she practices idolatry and heathenism in bold blasphemy against I, the Lord thy God. And now you are committing adultery. You are unfaithful to Almighty God. You have distorted my holiness. You have distorted my perfection, distorted my godliness through your religious creeds and your traditions. And you have permitted to come. You have given yourself all sorts of name, but the spirit of the whore is upon you. Call yourself a prophet, whatever you may call yourself. You all have your little Roman systems with your popes and your prophets, and you have removed my spirit from the midst of thee, and you have refused to obey my word when I have said, let there be no divisions among you. Woe be unto them by whom the offense cometh. You are persistent in your determination to live your ungodly, sinful, lustful, passionate lives. You have said no to God, no to my word, done despite to the spirit of grace, blasphemed the Holy One of Israel, crucified him afresh and anew, spilt his blood one more time by your blatant and open sins. You desire to serve the prophet, the God of this world, then I shall give you that strong delusion. I shall send unto you that which you have foreordained and chosen, and I shall see that you are damned. You have chosen the prophet and the way of the prophet. You shall go. You have chosen death. You have chosen the man-made philosophies and theologies, the knowledge of good and evil. And you have chosen death. Now death is in your land. It shall begin at the very top. It shall creep all the way down until it is completely polluted. It shall begin at the beginning of your religious leadership as I begin to tear it apart. Yea, you have lifted up the prophet, these men, and you have made little gods of them unto yourself. Well, I have told you that there will be no other God before me. What have you done? You have mocked me, and I have told you I would not be mocked. I have told you that if you continually sow to the flesh, you would of the flesh reap corruption. Now hear me. I am going to bring you down. I am going to bring you down. I am going to make you as nothing. I, the Almighty God, am now speaking it by the voice of a prophet, and I am going to remove the restraints from him. I am going to remove the hindrances from him, and he is going to move. He is going to reveal himself, and he is going to demand that all worship him. And because you have blinded your eyes and you have already accepted his spirit, you will follow, and you will follow into destruction. You will follow into perdition. You will follow into terrible punishment and fear. He will take vengeance upon all of them that know God and that obey the gospel of Christ. Hear me, my little ones. Come out from among, come out from the false church system. Begin to isolate yourself in the secret place of the Most High, that thou mightest shine, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hear me, my little ones. I have warned you also. Come out. Come out and be not a partaker of her sins. You cannot. You cannot continue to support the false church system. You cannot, my people, continue to support the religious system of...
Thank you, Father.